Good morning. We continue with our study of Mishnayos and Krisis. We are in the second parak, Mishnayos Aleph and Beis. The Mishnah tells us, "Arba Mechusrei Kippurim." There are four people who are called Mechusrei Kapar. That even though each one has undergone the process of becoming tahor, and they went to the mikvah, and the night ended, they still can't eat kachim until they bring their karbanos. There are four other people who we'll learn about in the second Mishnah today who bring a karban chatos even if they did something b'mezit. So Elohim Mechusrei Kippurim, the following people need to bring their kapara as a karban. The first one is hazav. The first one is a zav, and the second is hazava, the zava, hayoledas. The third is the yoledas from mitzora, the mitzora. All four cannot continue eating kachim until they bring a karban in the process. Rabbi Elazar ben Yaakov Omer, ger mechusa kapara achi zarek alav hadam. A ger also who joins the Jewish people, who already had mila, who already had tefillah, he's still not allowed to eat kachem until he has zrikas adam, until he has received the process for his karban of zrikas adam. There has to be a bringing of a karban on his behalf, and he has to have it sprinkled. The nazir, and as far as the nazir is concerned, liyeno v'tigalachta b'tumaso, he can't drink wine, and he can't shave, and he can't become tamei lemesim until he brings a karban. Right? Now, we don't include a ger and a nazir in the mindset of the Tanakhama. This is Rabbi Elazar ben Yaakov's addition. And so the Gemara wants to know why they leave out the ger and the nazir. And the answer is, in these situations, it's not that the carbon is the last thing that's needed to keep allow him to eat from kachim. The ger only allows him to go ahead and enter the kohol. It's more than just the kachim. And the nazir, the carbon doesn't come to allow him to go ahead and partake of karbanos. The kachim allows him to drink wine. And so therefore those things are not considered within the standard list of Mechusrei Kapara. The Mishnah continues, Ve'elu mevi'im al azadon kishgaga. The following people bring karbanos when they do the cheik, the sin, whether in chogig or mezid. So the first one is Habal HaShivcha. If a person has a relationship with a shivcha who is already outlined to be belonging to a different individual. So the Torah says he brings an el asham. That's one of the people who has to bring an asham. It doesn't matter whether the action was done like b'mezid or whether it was done b'shogig. That's just the system and the way it works. B'nazir shenitma. And if a nazir becomes tamei meis, so the Torah says, "Chiyamus ala meis befesa petom," right? And on the seventh day, on the eighth day, he brings karbanos. Shtei torim o shnei b'nei yona echad lachatas echad laola. And the brisa determines whether it was done on purpose or not. B'yashua sa'idus, and also for edim who have the testimony to bring, and they swear that they don't know edus. So and they actually did have testimony to offer. So in that situation, whether done on purpose or inadvertently, they would bring a karban. And finally, the rest of the list is shvuas apikadon. If a person says, I think you owe me money, and he denies it. So in such a situation, the first guy says, I want you to swear that you don't have anything that belongs to me. And he takes the oath, and it turns out, whether on purpose or otherwise, that he did have it, so he has to swear in that. He has to bring a carbon in that situation, and that carbon that he brings, it doesn't matter whether it was done on purpose or inadvertently. That carbon is the proper way of achieving kapara. Okay, we'll stop here, Bezos Hashem. We will continue tomorrow morning. Have a great day.